kuyisikhathi sendaba ku-VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington, D.C. Olamukela ku-Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 19 kumfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathesa amachukela ayadula ama-cooking oil kawakho. Ekhemesi silama-BP, silama-sugar diabetes. Abonakali ukuthi kenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zenu ngerandi. Nxa ngingelamntwana olerandi ke ngiyetshontsha yini? Ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukufinyelela ukuyifinyelela.
Okwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kungaelekthwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusivo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lwe-proportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisasibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Court Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kobulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola leMelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola leMelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ipharmacy wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe ibond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngeke ngazama lapho ukuthi ngethenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ipharmacy. Ngathi ngifika lapha mina dintwele ama bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama US dollar. Mina ama US dollar wona la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa le US dollar lankhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba iyo ipharmacy adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa closed due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo vilasakwazi sesiyalahlwa silabantwana asizalanga. Kathesi amachukela ayadula ama-cooking oil kawakho. Ekhemesi silama-BP, silama-sugar diabetes. Abonakali ukuthi kenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu zenu ngerandi. Nxa ngingelamntwana olerandi ke ngiyetshontsha yini? Ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola leMelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation le US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engelami. imithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku. Direct from Washington,
the voice of America, VOA. Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele ephalamende lilokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okunenga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngenani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC, ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i-50%.
I-proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party passed the post okuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Ukhokheli we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale lephalamende zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi iqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasisilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivo society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna ukumelela omama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotele omama bazihamba bebe ba-represent izinto zabo ngkhona ngayo kathesi because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kulokuthi ayi-whipping system. Omama bafika ngale be-whipper nxa kule ishu yabomama ofuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni ishu yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireze. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiye ephalamende so ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi i-PR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayiyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyextenda kumele ibisijinji ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example, ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela. Ngoba kuthi ukuthi omama bangeke kuma-political parties abasoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga, ilunga ledale lephalamende eChiredzi, uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we-proportional representation. Nginaso mama sifune ukuthi uyengezelwe. Siyabona ukuthi osonge somama siyavumelana kwamaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma constituents. Into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basebenzisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma constituents vele asiphumeleli. Mina ngimeleli iChiredzi district. Abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
Osakhulayo uFelista Sincube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lohulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele eye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukisela mhla ka 22 umfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana labo imfundiso evela kubo dokotela kanye lokunye lingakuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso ku Studio 7 ngo 7:30 ntambama la ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM 4930 6040 15460 laku 1885 kHz ku shortwave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Biti nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Piti uthi umthelo kancube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe ukubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Kohlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecobungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafange butho. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ile World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwele Lagos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelo lakho okudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. UMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacobongula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e-poverty datum line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kancwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kampandula. Yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisichiyagalolunye lanye, i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sithi nxa umuntu ene-591 sikhuluma nge-minimum yokuthi at least leyi umuntu will make ends meet. Nxa kukhulunywa nge-poverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okuningi-ningi. But yabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities, ukudla, sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb, sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-inkesi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela, sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month, lama monthly reviews, but while it's ama-surveys, we get ama-surveys every week, yenza ama-surveys. Then at the end of the month, we average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, with this new start, we're told out of this delay. In the next year, I paid for food. Which is the following week, we're told out of this year. We are going to give example last week. Like I said, I told out of this situation, and in the world, we're saying, I took a rise for almost $7. But that is not a time, and I said, the average of $4. Last week, we told out of this, we're saying, summer cooking oil, 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi amashopu nxa ekhona yathola ukuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 siga yethu ngama-service e-1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what the average monthly trend yama-pricing. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikompayila enye figure iyakwanisa ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi ibe khonapho or iyehle depending ngokuthi i-market irisponda njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intathelo zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Molangana abafana bonke bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile nale game yeHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni leFlu Zimbabwe. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against Highlanders, and ukudlala against Highlanders kusho ukuthi uyabubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu, and if you perform against Highlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane ele miklomelo elithumi lathoba munemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni, njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena ikhefu elibekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakhe uba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elengeza iPlatinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
break le ingabe isiphamba isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna wethu ngokufisa wethu besifisa ukuthi aloba sitheste ukudlala le ngezi platinum i game Highlanders yalandela ngeviki yakadilandela naliyana but akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku break so thina wethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene ku form yokuthi yokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le team akade sasimisa
kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu lebulawayo city lizadlala le ZPC Kariba eleyada elekhefs United kanye le Mthare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Lager Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu le ZPC Kariba lizadlala le Cape United enyamunga. Iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lizanqikilana le Chapungu eBaobab. Iqembu le Nicroot lizadibana le FC Platinum ngase Ascot. Iqembu le Chicken Inn lizadlala le Bulawayo Chiefs ngase Luveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgcibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu le Mthare City Rovers lizadlala le Yada ngase Vengere. Iqembu le Dynamos lizachana le Black Rhinos ngase Rufaro. Iqembu le Triangle lizemukela ele Herentals ngase Kibo. Kuthi ele Japan Mine lizadlala le Harare City ngase Maclass. Wolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esigodlweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana lele Capes United kuthi ele Dynamo sizadlala lele Triangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers abadabuka kwentuthu ziyathunxa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Maviki wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe abanye basacathula abanye vele liyabazi nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take mine, please let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani, salibonani lonke. Minika malami ngu Sikiaw. Wago Bulawayo, eZimbabwe. O sebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers. CPS Codebreakers.
Touch your lips, I wanna kiss your lips, I wanna love you, girl, in an old school way, in an old school way.
Leli qembu libunjwe ke ngamajaha asakhulayo bese esikolweni. Abantwana ngibamangarubana ke bebancane kangaka baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ukunto zokuhlabela early 2016, like ikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu ama Codebreakers sibathathu. Saqala into zethu zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Recorda e studio of Just Pace Records. I Just Pace Records lay ikhona apha ngithi koBulawayo.
So let's be patient in our ancient love and make an infant.
In an old school way, Lushalo lwakho ke mlalelo thandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama Code Breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sisazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesinegisa khona kuyangithi how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa nguStana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo-ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke ababa-Code Breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi balelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina ye-Code Breakers silesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu i-music yethu, like sicommunicate labo nge-music yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo zi-clean, zile message. So sizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi i-music ekhona ikwazi ukunjani ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Kunsa ke ingoma ezimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani balisupport.
Thina i-music yethu iyakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud. Buku sikhona njenge-CBS Nation 2. Twitter sikhona njalo @CodeBreakers GA3. Ku Instagram @CodeBreakers Nation. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me. Out of everybody. Besi lama CodeBreakers kulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, it's a Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela. Hey, come on, we're going to Jesus Banda. Bye-bye. You can fake your love and break my heart. You can take your sword and stab my chest. You can tie me up and break my bones. I'll heal so fast, like Wolverine. You can fake your love and break my heart. Ocean, if they wouldn't cross the paddle for you, take a bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your folly, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to reach for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give them chills. I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting losses since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club.
Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi-soulful hip hop. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha e-Washington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.